The story about arsenic pollution on the Cheyenne River Reservation begins in an elevator, or rather a cage, as the miners call it. It's a big steel box suspended by a huge cable, dropping into the Homestake mine, banging and bouncing on the way down the shaft. Homestake miners would ride this cage into the depths of the mine, and the cage would also haul out gold ore. By the end of mining, Homestake reached about 8,000 feet deep with several thousand more feet of tunnels. All that mined rock had to be put somewhere, and for many years, the tailings ended up in Whitewood Creek. Over time, they were washed downstream. Today, gold mine tailings can be found along river flats from Deadwood to Lake Oahe. Some of them are even in places where people recreate.
The first site we took three sample cores at, and that was a picnic area that was just right next to the town of Bridger.
Maria Squillis is a grad student at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, working with Dr. Jim Stone in the civil engineering department. Her master's thesis took a look at areas of pollution that might come into contact with people on the Cheyenne River Reservation. For years, researchers like Squillis have known that mine tailings removed from Homestake contained a fair level of arsenic. But researchers are now trying to determine how often humans might interact with contaminated areas. In her study, Squillis took many samples and found some areas of concern. One of them was a horse corral that is built on the river floodplain on top of the historic mine tailings.
There were people in there, you know, doing stuff while we were down there, and according to the people there, they're probably in there every single day, you know, for long stretches of time. There's a lot of dust being kicked up there, so inhalation would definitely be a concern for an exposure route as well.
Squillis' study points to a human health risk from the current concentrations in some areas. Arsenic is known to cause cancer, and the levels are high in areas often used by people. But Squillis says more research is needed. And that's where EPA toxicologist Dr. Deborah McKeon comes in. She says the EPA is working closely with the tribe to get a better assessment of the actual risks.
And we've been in communication with them for a number of months now to try to develop the exposure, our understanding of exposures along the river for the members of the tribe.
Tribal residents use the banks of the Cheyenne for a wide number of activities. Carlisle Ducheneau is one of the Cheyenne River tribal officials working with the EPA. He says the tribe is taking surveys of local residents to understand how often people may interact with the contaminated areas.
We looked at worst case scenario, the person going down there fishing all day long, swimming, and not everybody's the same. So we have other people that are more ranch-oriented. So they're riding in the arena and outside the arena down there, you know, 8-10 hours a day. And we have people down there that go down there and for cultural uses or medicinal gathering. So we took all those different uses and tried to get how many hours per day, how many days per year, and give those kind of numbers to EPA.
But there is more than just the amount of time residents may spend near contaminated areas. EPA toxicologist Deborah McKeon says there are various forms of arsenic, and researchers also need to know what type is present.
The human body reacts to those different kinds of, those different forms of arsenic in different ways. Some are highly absorbable by the body, that, you know, the body takes it in completely, and others are less absorbable.
Whatever kind of arsenic is found, it's been there for a long time. A steady stream of mine waste poured into Whitewood Creek over a century of historic mining operations in the northern Black Hills. In that time, generations of people have grown up along the riverbanks. Those like Maria Squillis, the School of Mines grad student who researched this issue, say it's good that there is a group now studying the problem, especially in places like the horse corrals where people work and recreate.
So it's good to know that somebody's in there looking at this right now. But it is scary that some of these people have probably lived on that ranch their whole life, and maybe they're not totally aware of it.
Researchers say if this study points to a human health risk, the next question becomes what to do about it. The historic mine tailings still contain fair amounts of gold. The South Dakota Department of Environment and Natural Resources says one company has applied for an exploration permit to dig up the tailings along Whitewood Creek area and mine them for gold. Removing the polluted tailings would stop them from migrating downstream in the coming years. But in total, the contamination is spread over hundreds of miles of waterways. This makes any future reclamation a difficult task. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.